Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries. This is your host, Elder Lydia Togba. I am so glad to have you with me this Sunday. I know it's really a lot earlier than we usually come together, but I am thankful that you're listening, whether you're listening live or listening through the archives. I'm thankful to have you with me. I'm always grateful for all of my listeners, and I ask God to bless you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come as humbly as we know how, giving you glory, giving you honor, and giving you praise, oh God, for the many things that you have done, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord, because you see us. You see us right where we are. You know who we are. We don't have to hide from you. We don't have to hide who we are or what we think because you know us. The hairs on our heads are numbered, and you know the number of each and every one we gain and each and every one we lose. You know us. You know our names. You know the date that we were born. You know our situation. You know where we are in this very time, in this very hour in our lives. You know what we have need of. And we give glory to the God of heaven, to the God of salvation, to Elohim Chaim, the living God. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we honor you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we humbly submit ourselves in your presence even right now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, asking, oh, God, that you wash us of everything that is not like you, sins of omission and commission. Wash us now, oh, God, that we might be clean before you, that there be no hindrance to this prayer, and that our ability to learn and to hear from your Spirit at this time not be hindered by the enemy who would like to wipe us out and take away our joy. But Lord, we give you glory and we give you praise. We give you honor, oh God, because your will, hallelujah, is to give us life and that more abundantly. Oh God, we come into your presence now asking, oh God, that you move in every heart and every mind. Lord, open every heart and every mind unto your Spirit even right now, Lord, that they be able to hear even if they couldn't hear in the last 5 minutes. Lord God, open it up so they can hear from your Spirit even right now. Each of us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, awaiting, Lord God, a word from you, awaiting a touch from your Spirit even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen, amen, amen. Glory to God in the highest, amen. Our subject for this week is gratitude. And it seems it only makes sense during this season. It's absolutely appropriate to take a closer look at what we call gratitude. It's a deep-seated emotion that changes our view from the negative things that we see to the beauty that is right before us. Amen. I thank God that you are with me so that as we delve into an attitude of gratitude, you are listening and you will be able to glean from the Spirit of God. He is waiting to give you an abundance, not just of natural stuff, but spiritual stuff, stuff that will build you up and make you to know how special you are to God. That prayer, amen. That prayer was real. God knows your name. Hairs on your head, they are absolutely numbered. He can number each and every hair. I think that's amazing. And he knows what we have need of. If we would just seek him first and his righteousness, seek the kingdom of God first, and then all those other things that we have need of, he will pour them out and totally overwhelm us. He will absolutely blow your mind. Amen. We're talking about an attitude of gratitude this morning. Glory to God. An attitude refers to the way we think or feel about something and is then reflected in our behavior. So it's how we behave based on how we think or feel. Now, gratitude is readiness to appreciate a kindness and to return that kindness. Now, psychologists actually believe that gratitude is a deep-seated emotion that comes in two stages. The first being the acknowledgement of goodness. And the second is recognizing the source. Glory to God. Amen. And we recognize that God is good. God is good. Scripture tells us that over and over again. So he is the goodness that we are to acknowledge. So we acknowledge the goodness of God even right now. And we also not only acknowledge the goodness of God, but we recognize that that goodness that we see, all goodness, actually derives from the Spirit of God. And then we think about the good things that people do. They're moved by the Spirit of God to do good. We are moved by the Spirit of God to do good, whether we know him or we don't know him, because his Spirit reigns on the just as well as the unjust. And then he prompts us to do good things for other people. I know you've had a prompt in your mind from time to time. Sometimes people call it intuition to do something in particular, and sometimes it seems like it came out of nowhere. And then the person that you did it for, that good thing that you did for them, they're like, oh my God, how did you know I needed this right now? It's because the Spirit of God prompted you to do good for someone else. And he's always prompting us to do that, because you know what? He's always, and I do mean always, doing that for us. He's always aligning us with good things, aligning us to prosper. But many times we resist against that. But amen, we're placing ourselves in the hands of the good God. Amen. Amen. And we're going to talk about that gratitude, hallelujah, that we have. Gratitude is literally a heartwarming emotion, a thankfulness that someone acknowledged us and made us feel special. When we are grateful, it changes our focus from the negative to the positive, no matter what it is going on. When somebody gives you something or does something for you that is totally unexpected, it changes things for you in that moment. It invites the Spirit of God to refresh, revive, restore, and renew us. It changes our focus in such a way that the Lord is now able he has our attention, and he's now able to move in us in a way that he couldn't because we were distracted. And he's always trying to refocus us and get our attention. But gratitude changes it, and it realigns us, amen, into the presence of God, so that now it invites the Spirit of God to do those things that he's ready to do at all times. Gratitude confuses the enemy. Our thanksgiving, our praise, our worship will cause his tactics to keep us depressed and keep us distracted to become null and void, because glory to God. Amen. Gratitude dispels the tendency to complain. Remember, it changes our focus from ourselves to God. God, who is always thinking of us. Glory to God, always thinking of us. Amen. Remember, Jesus said he came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. All we need to do is be grateful and say yes to the Lord. Hallelujah. Gratitude, it reminds us that every good and perfect gift comes from God. Again, refocusing our attention off of ourselves, off of being selfish, and back onto the one who is our deliverer, our provider, and who is a present help. Gratitude, it reminds us to cast our cares upon the one who is in control of all things, putting us back in the place of humility and recognizing God as a good, good father. Hallelujah, gratitude. Terms that are equated with gratitude are appreciation, praise, recognition, acknowledgement, responsive, thankful, requital. There was an American poet who was also an essayist. His name was Ralph Waldo Emerson. I know many of you have heard of him. He said this: cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you, and to give thanks continuously. And because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratefulness. Wow. Now that's an attitude of gratitude. Now the word tells us this same thing about all things and about gratitude like this. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. The word also says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 1 Thessalonians 5:18. The word also says in Psalms 107, Psalms 136, Psalms 118, and 1 Chronicles 16:34, wow, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. An attitude of gratitude, always being thankful to the Lord. And remember, praying without ceasing, always pouring out those things before him, always in a mode of worship, in a mode of thankfulness. Because when we do that, things are changing. Even if you cannot see the change right now in the physical, things are changing in the atmosphere. The atmosphere around you is changing. Your heart is changing. Your mind is changing. You know, our thoughts actually create landscapes in our minds. Amen. And as you have this attitude of gratitude and you are thankful to the Lord for the things that he has done, and you're giving of yourself even to other people, God is using you in this attitude of gratitude. You're seeing the needs of others beyond your need, and while you're doing that in this attitude of gratitude, the Lord is changing things in your life. You are breaking out of the of that mental prison you were formerly in. He's changing the atmosphere all around you. He's changing your mind about people. He's changing your mind about your situation. He's changing your mind about your job. And all it took was just an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. He's the life giver, the game changer. He has not forgotten about you. It's so important that we change the way we think about things. You know, on my job, they kind of laugh at me because we have been going through a lot of things, you know, things that we don't quite understand, and sometimes it feels as though people don't understand us. But we also know that we don't understand everything. So, you know what, I kind of took on this attitude about lemonade. And let me explain it a little bit. I told them, I said, you know what, I think I'm going to buy me a lemon, because all these things that I perceive as lemonade, amen, I'm going to change the form of it. But as lemons are sour and unpleasant, unpalatable, change the form of it into lemonade, amen, so that it's palatable then. So it's actually delicious, and I can deal with it better, because now that sour thing has become sweet. It's become pleasant. It's become palatable. Well, the Lord does the same thing to us when we change our attitude to an attitude of gratitude. Those things that we look and feel and even smell and taste like lemons, amen, he will change it for us into lemonade. And we will see that all things really do work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. He will cause those things that were such a hardship in our lives, amen, to become something that is usable, that is profitable, that somebody else, amen, will be able to grow from, and you will even grow from. It will actually make you strong, not weak. None of these things that we go through are intended to destroy us. They're actually intended to make us strong, to make us whole, to bring us closer to God. Amen. He just wants us to change our focus to an attitude of gratitude. Be thankful to him. I love the way Ralph Waldo Emerson said it. Cultivate the habit of being grateful. Cultivate that. We don't always naturally feel like that. Sometimes we don't feel grateful. Sometimes we think, this stinks. I hate this. I don't like this. I don't like going through this. It's painful. I want this to change. I need it to change right now. But you know what? Most times it won't change right now. But if our attitude changes, the atmosphere, and even though it may not change physically, our perception of it changes by the Spirit of God. Invite God into your attitude. He will even help you change your attitude into an attitude of gratitude so that he can propel you forward into that you are always intended to be. Many of us are in places right now that we were never intended to be in. Some of the things we're suffering, that was not the will of God. We walked into those things because we lost our focus on him. But when you return to him, he will, hallelujah, realign you with your purpose. Amen. Give thanks. Be grateful. Like I said, he is the giver of life. Gratitude is a game changer. It's a life regulator because God is a life regulator. Amen. And as we are grateful, the atmosphere truly changes. The Lord seeks only our good, and I mean just good for us, just good. Amen. What we see many times are the consequences of evil, of the sinful state that is present in the earth. But don't let that be in you. Here we are with another opportunity to turn. My last segment, in my last segments, we were talking about God's amazing grace, his unmerited favor that we don't deserve and we cannot earn and we could never purchase. His unconditional love paid the sin price for us, for all of us. And he is absolutely worthy of gratitude, our devotion. We talked about his extraordinary truth in that he remained true to himself, his word even in his grace toward us. Sin is worthy of death. Its penalty is death. He chose to wrap himself in flesh and become the perfect sacrifice for the sins of all, though he himself was incapable of sin. Nevertheless, his love for us was so all-encompassing. Glory to God. His love for us was all-encompassing, so much so that he allowed our penalty to be thrust upon himself, and he died for us. And then he rose again with all power in his hands, an attitude for gratitude, for the love, the kindness, the provision, the sacrifice. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you don't know him today or you need to return to your relationship with the Savior, he is here. He has been waiting for you to reach out. And in this moment, he is reaching out to you. The Bible says that none can come to the Father unless he draw him. So if you feel him beckoning you in at this time, this is your time. This is your season. This is the day of salvation. And the word says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Hallelujah. Begin to call out to him. His name is Jesus. Glory to God. Repent of your sins. That means to turn away from them. Tell the Lord that you're sorry. Be godly, sorrowful about them. And turn away from those things that you know are wrong. Read the Acts chapter 2 in the Bible and follow the instructions there. And also find yourself a full gospel church in your area that will be able to help you to learn more and to increase in your relationship with the Lord. If you are unable to find a full gospel church, I love Google, and I will be happy to help you to find one. If you email me at elderljt@gmail.com, elderljt@gmail.com. Amen. I'd be more than happy to help you search for a full gospel church, and I would love to hear your praise reports and how God is blessing you, how he's moving in your life, and even how this ministry has touched you. God bless you. God anoint you. God keep you. Amen. An attitude for gratitude. Remember, he loves you. Remember, he only wants the best for you. Remember, he came that you might have life and that more abundantly. And your attitude for gratitude will absolutely change the atmosphere. Amen. Start with a worship. Worship him for all that he is and praise him for all that he's done. And that attitude for gratitude will change everything. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. Until the next time. Amen.